This Sunday, fashion designer Jason Wu is launching a limited edition line for Target. He became suddenly famous when Michelle Obama chose one of his designs for her inaugural gown. Wu is the latest high-end designer to partner with a discount retailer and offer his couture at cheap prices. NPR's Asma Khalid has this report.
On a bitter cold Washington morning, hundreds of fashionistas flooded the streets in front of the low-priced fashion chain H&M. Italian luxury label Versace was launching a collection there, and customers were waiting for the doors to open.
It's Versace. What do you not love about Versace?
I've been waiting for this to come out, so hopefully I can get what I need and get out of here.
We've been here since about 4:30.
You all ready to shop?
Yes! Customers swarmed the store. Versace jackets that normally sell for thousands of dollars were selling here for a shockingly low $129. Ryan Charchian was in the crowd.
People were taking just handfuls, like straight off the rack, everything. And I was only able to get like three items. And they're not the sizes I need, but I'm just having everything tailored.
It used to be unthinkable for high-end designers to sell their clothes at discount shops. But now they regularly team up with Gap, Macy's, and Target to bring cheap chic to the masses. The partnership is lucrative for both sides. Retailers gain cachet, lots of new customers, and loads of publicity. And designers make money because the retailers pay them to create a unique collection. Stephen Kolb, head of the Council of Fashion Designers of America, says the payment can be anywhere from $200,000 up to $1 million plus royalties. And it's not just about the money.
It's different for designers at different points in their careers. For a more established designer, it often can help reinvent them.
Few people had heard of Missoni until the venerable Italian fashion house partnered with Target last year. The launch made headlines after Target's website crashed from all the traffic. Some younger designers fear that selling clothes through a mass retailer could cheapen their budding brand.
Because you're bringing your DNA to the marketplace at a lower cost.
That's Gabby Basora. She launched a collection at Target in 2010. She says the retailer was able to advertise for her in a way she could never have afforded herself.
You know, I'm years away from putting my logo on the side of a bus that drives around New York City for all the world to appreciate.
Rogan Gregory has teamed up with Target twice.
The exposure isn't taboo anymore, and the manufacturing process has gotten very sophisticated. So you can get really good quality at a low price.
By now, it's become commonplace to sell cheap chic a few aisles over from diapers and light bulbs. Designer Jason Wu even considers it a badge of honor.
Target has a great legacy of great collaborations. I mean, designers like Missoni, who's, you know, legendary, and McQueen, just to be in such great company is a huge plus for me.
Not all haute couture designers want to offer up bargain versions of their fashions. Big-name fashion labels like Dior have steered clear of the mass market. And Italian designers Dolce & Gabbana recently told the industry publication Women's Wear Daily that low-priced fashion retailers like H&M are cheap and trashy, and their clothes lack the quality of really high-priced fashion. Asma Khalid, NPR News.